February 3. The situation of this city is pleasant. But the water is not, and the ground barren, 2 Kings 2:19. During the time of Elisha, the prophet, the condition of Jericho was barren, and this can be compared to the condition of unfruitful churches in many places these days. Where similar conditions prevail spiritually, in the churches, the Lord needs men like Elisha to take away the barrenness. Among God's servants there are many who have hectic activities, without much fruitfulness. There were many sons of the prophets studying the word of God under the prophet Elijah, and yet they were full of doubts concerning it. That is why, in their ignorance of God's ways, they tried their best to prevent Elisha from accompanying Elijah from place to place. Elisha knew very well that Elijah would be taken away from him by the Lord. The sons of the prophets also knew this, see verse 3. Yet instead of themselves going with Elisha, they tried to hinder him from following Elijah. Elisha was willing to go through any trial or sacrifice in order to be with Elijah right to the end. The Lord needs faithful servants like Elisha. The sons of the prophets watched Elijah and Elisha with doubting minds. When Elisha returned alone, they expressed their doubts to him, see verse 16. 50 strong men among them wanted to go in search of Elijah's body which, though taken up by the Spirit of the Lord, they argued, might have fallen on a mountain or in some valley. Their desire was perhaps to have a grand funeral service, although they had not bothered to be with Elijah till his departure. These sons of the prophets had faithful servants of God like Elijah to expound the word of God to them, and yet they were full of unbelief. In the same way there are many today who are taught God's word by strong and faithful servants of God, but remain weak in faith, and are full of fear. When trials and suffering come to them, they start murmuring and go about with very sad faces. We must learn how to be like Elisha, so that the Lord may use us to take away barrenness, and bring fruitfulness into every situation.